Hi, this is Dr. Liu. The clinical patient last name is Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S. First name is Jacob. Patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First time it was in 2015. Come on, patient was in Camp Pendleton. First time patient was running. He was dehydrated. So first time he passed out and he fell down and hit the front of the head onto a rock. First up, he hit the forehead onto a rock. First up, he had patient immediate loss of consciousness for about 30 seconds. First up, he woke up confused. First up, he did not remember what happened after that. First up, patient tells me that if he had amnesia, what happened? First up, he does not know what happened. He knew he went to the ER. First up, the patient has severe headache, confusion, disorientation afterwards. First up, next paragraph, in 2016, comma, patient was in Camp Pendleton. First up, a patient was in a motor tea shop. First up, a patient tells me that he was trying to stand up, comma, suddenly he felt lightheadedness, comma, and he fell, comma, and he hit the forehead again onto the floor. First up, he hit his face. First up, again, he was out of consciousness immediately. First up, he was out of consciousness for about 30 seconds. First up, when he woke up, a comma, patient was confused, disoriented, and a severe headache. First up, next paragraph, since the event, a comma, patient has severe headache. First up, patient has migraine headaches almost every week. First up, patient is increasing forgetfulness. First up, patient has blurred vision. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently working as a heavy equipment operator. First up, a patient has a significant headache and it is affecting his work performance. First up, patient has significant increasing forgetfulness. First up, patient is not able to remember task duties. So first up, patient also blurred vision. First up, again, that's affecting his job as a heavy equipment operator. First up, next paragraph, a patient a MoCA examination, MOCA, MoCA examination score is 28 out of 30. First up, a patient missed 2 on delay recall. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient has had injury in 2015 and 2016 in Camp Pendleton. First up, both of these events, a patient fell, passed out and lost consciousness, hit the forehead. First up, a patient had loss of consciousness of both episodes. First up, a patient, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, in 2015, patient had complete amnesia. First up, he did not remember what happened after that. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury given that he has head injury followed by severe headache, confusion, disorientation, and also insomnia symptoms. First up, a patient still having consistent headaches, migraines, blurred vision, and forgetfulness are still persisting today. First up, next patient's last name is Bryan. First name is Charlie. Date of visit is February 17, 2026. The next patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, the patient tells me that in 1977, patient was in training in Hawaii. First up, the patient tells me that somebody punched him. First up, patient punches left eye, according to the patient. First up, a patient tells me that he has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, as a matter of fact, he tells me that he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, fell to the ground. First up, he does not remember how long he was out of consciousness. First up, a patient was evaluated in the hospital. First up, patient tells me that he was not able to see out of the left eye for 2 days. First up, patient can give significant headache, confusion, disorientation those 2 days in the hospital. First up, next paragraph, in 1979, patient was playing football for the Army. First up, a patient tells me that he was tackled multiple times. First up, patient was hit in the head multiple times. First up, patient had multiple loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, patient tells me that he sustained multiple concussions. First up, every time he had a concussion come, patient had severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation. First up, next paragraph, in 2004, patient was hit by a fuel nozzle into the forehead. First up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for several days. First up, next paragraph, the patient currently have a significant forgetfulness. First up, patient have headache. First up, the patient has a decrease in concentration and focus. First up, patient has headache almost every week. First up, next paragraph, the patient is currently working as a peer support at the VA for subvision tells me that his memory problem and forgetfulness is significantly affecting his job performance. For subvision has difficulty remember names, common task duties. For subvision has that significant difficulty to concentrate and focus at work. That's significant affecting his performance at work. For subvision. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had multiple head injuries, including 1977 when he was punched in the left eye, resulted in loss of consciousness and headache and confusion for the next 2 days. First up, in 1978, a patient was playing football for the Army. First up, a patient had multiple head injury and concussion to the head, resulting in multiple loss of consciousness. First up, in 2004, a patient was hit in the forehead by a fuel nozzle. First up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion. First up, next to paragraph, since these events, a patient has significant headache, common headache almost on an every week basis. First up, a patient has increasing forgetfulness and confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate at work. First up, it is my opinion that these symptoms are signs and symptoms of traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a gene of petition.